The Easter greeting, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
For he has given us new life and hope by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
Our Lord Jesus Christ has said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Through the vicarious death and victorious resurrection of his Son, God has restored us unto himself and claimed us as his saints, to whom he gives the crown of everlasting life.
He has delivered us from the dark bonds of sin and death, and has brought us into the glorious light of his holiness and eternal day.
Truly, we rejoice over this good news of Easter. It is the pronouncement of man's last enemy has been defeated. It tells us that through our champion, Jesus Christ, we too shall pass through death to live again.
For just as all men die because of their union to Adam, so all men will be raised to life again because of their union to Christ.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, yet who now reigns forever. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The confession of sins. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may willingly confess our sins and eagerly seek that forgiveness from your gracious hand. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Forgiveness comes through Christ and Christ alone. The Christ who died for us, the Christ who rose for us, the Christ who reigns in power, the Christ who prays for us. If anyone is in Christ, he becomes a new person. The past is finished, all things have become new. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus, our Paschal Lamb, you offered yourself for us, taking the punishment of our sins and dying in our place. By your death, you have destroyed the power of death, sin, and Satan. And by your rising to life again, you have restored to us everlasting life. The grave, he lives eternal. Us in the sky, he lives exalted. blessed Savior, early that morning on the first day of the week, you appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other women, later to the disciples, that they might know of the joy and victory of your resurrection. Come to us, O risen Lord, that we too may know and experience that joy and that victory. Gracious Christ, holy, immortal God of God, light of light, in you dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are truly worthy to receive blessings and honor and glory and power, now and forever. You are the victorious King of kings, the triumphant Lord of lords. In praise and adoration, we ask that you would dwell with us as our King and Lord. Please be seated. The scripture lessons. The Old Testament, Isaiah 52, verses 13 through 15. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man. His form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard they shall consider. So far. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As you are unleavened, even as Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So far, the epistle. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Christ. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away that stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was already rolled away, for it was very large. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said unto them, "Don't be frightened. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they had laid him. But now go your way and tell his disciples, and Peter, especially Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled, they were amazed, and neither said they anything to anyone, because they were afraid. So far, we continue with our sermon hymn 200. Please be seated.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My sermon theme this morning is The Greatest Truth, based upon our gospel lesson. And I would like to read one verse, and that's verse 6. And the angel said unto them, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they had laid him." So far, please be seated. I believe Easter will be the greatest day in all of history. Easter is the greatest truth of all histories, spoken in very simple words. He's not here. He is risen. On that never-to-be-forgotten Easter morning, just as the sun began to rise, a few women came to the tomb of Christ intending to anoint his body. And as they walked closer to the tomb, they realized that there was a large stone covering the entrance. And while they were walking, they turned their eyes in the direction of that tomb, and they noticed that the stone had been rolled away. They quickly ran to that open grave, not knowing really what to expect. They entered into that tomb, and they saw one of God's messengers clothed in a white garment, seated at the right side of the sepulcher. They were frightened. I don't blame them. They looked around, and Jesus was gone. And with comforting words, that angel calmed their frightened mind and proclaimed the greatest truth in all of history. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they had laid him." Yes, Jesus Christ really died. And he was really buried. But unlike all other burials, Jesus broke the bonds of his grave and he came forth. On that Sunday morning, words spoken that had never been spoken before in the history of the world. "He is not here. He is risen from the dead." And today, the world pauses to honor him who conquered death and brought joy and hope and comfort to all who believe in him, who died and rose again for their salvation. I'm talking about us gathered here this morning. Christ's Easter victory is the greatest truth in all of history because it assures us of our resurrection and brings comfort to each and every Christian. If Christ had not arisen, we would still be in our sins. Because it assures us of our resurrection and brings comfort to us, that's the Easter victory that we are celebrating this very hour. If Christ had not arisen, we would still be in our sins. This assures us of our resurrection and brings comfort to each and every Christian. The resurrection of Christ is the crucial point in Christianity. As a matter of fact, it's the crucial point in all of history. If Jesus is still in that grave, then there's no hope for any of us. Then when we die, everything is ended. And the Bible is a book of lies. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And now, in every way, is Christ's resurrection a source of enduring comfort for all of us. Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save the lost, and to redeem them, us, who were under the curse of the law. We were under the curse of the law. He redeemed us from that curse by fulfilling that law perfectly for us. And now, Jesus lives. He is risen. The grave has not been able to hold him. And this confirms the fact of God's goodness and mercy. It tells us that Jesus Christ spoke the truth. The truth that forgiveness is not only a promise, a pie in the sky, it's available for each and every one of us now, this very moment. Because the record of Christ's resurrection is divinely inspired, written by men at the direction of the Holy Spirit, men who wrote what they knew and believed, wanted to bring hope to all who heard this, men who suffered the tortures of death because of this fact of truth. I believe it to be the greatest truth in all of history. Furthermore, I believe it because I'm convinced that Jesus Christ truly died and that he truly came back to life again in the resurrection. That he redeemed me. That he redeemed you and all people from sin, and that we have in Christ the most gracious Savior. And that someday these earthly trials that many of us are going through will pass, and we shall forever be with the Lord in heavenly glory. This is the promise that Almighty God has given to us through faith in Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest truth of all history. And we can be sure that we will rise again. We can be sure that we are indeed saved. Heaven is our eternal home. So once again, hear the proclamation. Hear the greatest truth that you will ever hear. He's not here. He is risen. And someday in God's time, we don't know when, we too shall rise in glory. And we will be forever with the Lord in the joys of heaven. To quote Martin Luther, this is most certainly true. Amen. And we continue now with our post-sermon hymn, 210, 210. And we will now receive our Easter offering. And preparing for Holy Communion, let's be seated and sing hymn 107, Draw Near and Take the Body of the Lord.
Oh.
please rise for the words of institution? Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which you were betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Amen.
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 Thank you. may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise for the Easter Litany. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Lord, grant us the living faith in Jesus Christ.
For since by man came death, and by man came also the resurrection of the dead,
Lord, grant us that firm hope in your promise of eternal life.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Lord, grant us strength and courage to the future.
We have an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, unfading.
Lord, grant us power over defeat and the vision to see beyond it.
By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you and adore you because you have raised your Son from the dead and made him to be Lord over all in heaven and earth. Fill us with confidence that in the risen Christ we can overcome all threats to our reality of your love, especially destroy in us the fear of death, that death separates us from your mercy. We long for some proof like touching the risen one. Comfort us with his assurance and his benediction that we are blessed as a people not seeing, and yet we believe. Help us see in the empty tomb that we no longer seek the living one among the dead. Raise each of us from the depths of sin and to the joys of forgiveness, and let us walk before you in righteousness. We pray this through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.